This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by the Puppy Tosser 2000 for when you need to toss a puppy but don't have time to do it yourself. Buy one today, the Puppy Tosser 2000. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 137.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast from cleancomedypodcast.com. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
I've never heard that intro before, and apparently new intros make me laugh.
Wow. I think I have said something like it before, though. But you know what? There
are other things. Other things make me laugh.
Where was our puppy tosser when I needed it?
It's in the shop.
I could have used it. Really? I could have really benefited from having a puppy tosser.
Well, seriously, it does a great job. Especially if you get the dog to howl.
We never have time to toss our puppy.
It's like, oh!
You just got Lucy's attention.
Doppler effect dog.
Okay, don't make the dog start.
We ought
to. She came over to visit us.
For one show, we ought to feature Lucy howling. Just one show.
Well, we've got some fun stuff to share with you. Thank you for letting us have a week off. I was presenting at a conference, which is something I'm going to share. And, well, let's just jump into this.
That was the puppy jumping into this.
It's the Doppler noodle effect.
I don't know what a noodle sounds like when it's flying through the air, but...
Everybody, but you did it. So meaning like, both of us.
Apparently, the Lewises know what noodles sound like flying through the air.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Noodle. We have to know what noodles flying through the air sounds like.
If we lived in Rome and we had a kid, we should call him Lucius, so he could be Lucius Lewis.
Lucius Lewis?
When in Rome.
Or we could just call him Lewis Lewis.
Yeah, I know. All of the Romans name their kids Lucius.
Or you don't have to live in Rome to name your kid Lucius.
No, you do. You do. You really do.
Oh.
Well, speaking of Rome, that is not where we were recently.
Or are.
We this last week, we skipped recording for an episode. And if you're listening to this episode later, then that doesn't mean anything to you. But we skipped because I was presenting at a local conference called Ignite Cincinnati. It's this awesome thing where everyone tries to tweet so much that the city of Cincinnati spontaneously ignites into a ball of fire.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it hasn't worked yet.
Oh.
Yeah. But
unfortunately.
Oh, I mean, about that, on our calendar it said Ignite Cincy. Just that's it. That's all it said. And I was like, Daniel, can you tell me? Can you tell me what this means? I don't really want to become a pyro on this night.
Yeah, that's some pyro's job.
That's for another night.
Can we reschedule the burning down of the city to a different day?
Get gas, buy groceries, ignite Cincinnati.
It's on our to-do list.
Well, this conference is where people come and present something that they're passionate about, and they are timed so they get exactly 5 minutes, and they have 20 slides. Each slide is displayed for exactly 15 seconds, and they all rotate and switch automatically. So the person who's presenting has to be quick on their feet, just be able to make transitions very seamlessly from slide to slide, point to point. Well, these conferences are very loud. Extremely loud. And it was at one of these conferences that I first realized how much I hate DJs. I'm sorry if you're a DJ out there, and Daniel Johnson Jr., I'm not
talking
to you. Hate's
a really strong word.
I hate what DJs do.
That's better.
That's, yeah.
Hate the DJ, because not the DJ.
At an event where you're supposed to be networking with people and talking with people, what do? They blast the music so loud that you can't hear what each other is saying.
But yeah, a DJ where it doesn't make sense is more the problem. When people are there to listen to the music.
Yeah.
Or dance or whatever, that might be one thing. But when you're there to talk,
it's like, hi, how are you? What?
Do you want to buy a duck?
Ow.
Would you like some bacon?
On a duck?
But at this, so I've been to a couple of these things, and very loud. The presentations range in actual quality, because some of these people aren't very good at speaking. Some of them are really good and they're really passionate. So I decided a while back, I thought of something that would be crazy to do. And it was just one of these things that came to my mind on a whim. And I submitted it on a whim, like a year after I had the idea. I saw the request for speakers. So I submitted my idea. And to my shock and slight horror, it was approved. So I realized I had to turn this great idea into something amazing. The title of my talk, in this place where it's extremely loud, noisy, all of these speakers, my title was 5 minutes of awkward silence. And I joked about this before of, hey, it'd be so funny if I submitted a session, called it 5 minutes of awkward silence, and all I do is stand up there and stare at people for 5 minutes, and it'd be very awkward. That'd be really funny, wouldn't it? I mean, that's, you know, my perspective. And so I submitted it, and it was approved. Now, I gave it this description to go along with it, and I think it's the description that went along with it of how it got approved, because I said, you'll learn lessons of presenting, communication, speaking, and such from 5 minutes of awkward silence. But I went ahead and submitted it, got approved. So I presented the session. Now, everyone who talked about this session beforehand said pretty much the same thing. This will either be amazing content or a total flop.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've been called that several times before. I mean... People have said before that I was either, they wondered about what I was presenting, that it would be either amazing content or a total flop. Now, I have had some of those total flops before, but I think it was a total success, because my intention was to make people feel very awkward.
You did a good job.
And I think I succeeded. Now, if I didn't make people feel awkward... The other side is that people might have thought, wow, great presentation, which some people did. Some people actually said best presentation of the evening. So I think no matter which way you look at this, I think it was a success. But what happened is I got up there, and the first slide took a moment to transition over to my first slide, which was my face just on the screen.
Your face.
Yeah. And this really crazy, like, kind of look, like, just
it was great, though. It was like you were staring awkwardly at people.
You were.
And then there suddenly you were able to stare at least two people awkwardly at the same time, because you were looking one way and your picture was looking the other. It was great.
Listeners, if you want to try and make the same face to get an idea of what this face looked like, just close your eyes, stand in front of a mirror, close your eyes, and then open your eyes really quickly and try and stare down the mirror as quickly as you can. That's about how the face looked. That's actually how I had to take my own picture. I took my own picture of myself. I was holding a thing behind me to give me a white background. With one hand, I was holding that. With the other hand, I was holding
the remote. It looked
like
a giant hula hoop with white fabric.
Me, I want a hula hoop. So, when I'm handed the microphone, I put it down and I stand on the stage and just awkwardly look at people. And then my slide comes up. And then, so the first 15 seconds are just my face on the screen looking awkward. And then the next 15 seconds are the same slide, but then the text on it says, feeling awkward yet. But while I was standing up there, being completely silent, looking at people, a lady somewhere on an active corner, you know how like active people tend to congregate in a group, like you get most of the noise from one particular portion of the room. Well, there was a lady from this portion of the room that while I was up there, when I put the microphone down, people were kind of chuckling when I put the mic down. But then when I just stood there and looked out at them awkwardly, some lady yelled back something like, "Seriously?"
Yeah, it was funny how long it took people to be quiet. They were a little bit uncomfortable with the awkward silence. They felt like they had to fill in.
Well, they did quiet down eventually. And the way this worked, in case you're wondering, I did have content on my slides, and they were very nicely designed slides. And in fact, if you want to look at them, you can either go to my personal blog, Daniel. No, it's not there. You can go to, it's in my SlideShare account, but you can go to the show notes for this podcast, cleancomedypodcast.com/137, and watch the slideshow there and view the slides. And if you'd like to hire me to do presentation design for you, great. Well, then afterward, I felt my phone vibrating as people were tweeting about me or tweeting at me and such. And someone even texted me while I was on the stage to say, "Great job, Daniel." It's like, well, I didn't even say anything. Well, before this, I had this idea of something that maybe I could incorporate into my presentation so it's not just me saying nothing and then my slides. So during the first half of this conference, I was looking on my phone for an app. And I found it. And to my surprise, it started as soon as the app starts.
I heard that. And
when I loaded the app, my phone was at absolute full volume.
Yeah. And you did that during the session before yours. Yeah. So the guy up on stage was probably like, some person is trying to make a mockery of my talk. And they only had like 5 minutes to talk, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly 5 minutes. But it went really well. I made everyone feel extremely awkward. So I think it was a big success.
I think so. And someday the video might even be available online.
Yes, I keep checking YouTube for when it's available. And when it is available, I will put it in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/137. Jeremy, how about you share your awkward moment of silence? I mean, your random noodle epic.
Oh, now I can't just be silent for 5 minutes. Well, I don't know how this made any sense, but I got myself into one of those situations where I was headed to a meeting, and I felt that I had bad breath, but I didn't have any gum. I didn't have any mints.
I hate it when that happens.
I was already late to the meeting. I was like,
minced garlic, mints.
Sure. Okay. If you want. If that's what you use to freshen your breath, that might explain some things. Just kidding. So I stop at a drugstore, not for drugs, mind you, but for mints or gum or
Junior
both.
Junior mints?
That would have been an amazing idea, but no. Now, here's the thing. And this was strange. Like, I walked straight in. The gum is right there by the checkout. I pick up the gum, and I think, this is really strange. I just came in for gum. And I don't know why I felt so self-conscious about this, but suddenly it was like I was wearing a sign, "Hey, I probably have bad breath." I really stopped in here on a breath emergency, so I was like, I gotta buy something else.
You could have said, "This is for my girlfriend."
Could have said that. That would have been kind of a lie, though.
Yeah. I'm just stopping in here by a whim.
A whim?
Yeah, and they would understand why you were getting breath mints.
Oh, thanks. So what did I do? I haven't had Skittles in a long time, and they are so cheap. So I got Skittles to go with my gum.
Healthy.
It was, you know, so clearly I wasn't merely concerned with my breath. It could go either way. Was I like, hey, I've got to have Skittles right now, but then I'm going to need gum? Or was it that I had bad breath, but I also kind of wanted Skittles? Apparently, in my mind, that was a good accompaniment to sort of disguise the fact that I stopped in just for gum.
You should have found a Skittle-flavored breath-freshening gum.
Nope.
And then you could have conquered both worlds.
The funny thing, too, was that I I put the Skittles in my bag, and some point in, I can't remember if it was the same day, it was either that day or another day, I suddenly remembered, I've got Skittles, and I just got unreasonably happy. it was kind of amazing. And they're gone now. Took me a couple days. They're good.
I could just imagine, you know how sometimes, I don't know if it's happened to you, Jeremy, but it's happened to me a couple times, in a store, you'll be there shopping, minding your own business, and then someone asks for your opinion. Not like confusing you for a store employee. That's happened to all of us, I think. Especially since I grew up wearing collared shirts.
That happens to me a lot. In the ladies' aisles, like for makeup and for stuff like that.
That doesn't happen to me.
Like, there will be a guy who does that to me. It's like, what kind of makeup should I get? Blah, 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 blah. Or I'm looking for this thing, and it's a man, and he's looking for it for his wife or something.
You know what? I've done that, too. Well, I could just imagine, you know, those kinds of people in the store who need help. And then Jeremy being one of those people, though, at the convenience store and asking someone there, or wherever you stopped, asking someone, hey, which one of these do you think would make my breath smell best? Would it be this one or this one?
Oh, don't do that. Mm-mm. Ever.
Nope.
That won't be good.
I prefer the one with more garlic myself.
Ew. But I'm not a vampire.
Clearly.
That could explain why that girl I once dated that was a vampire never worked out. My minced garlic gum probably wasn't a good idea.
I guess that's a story for a different time.
Nocturnal cricket. Nocturnal cricket. Oh, wait, isn't that... Never mind.
Jenny, what have you to share with us? Or you wanted to add to my story, my other story. Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
Which is why I sat here blinking at you. And blinking doesn't really make a sound, so...
The commercial break in the middle of the Ignite Cincinnati story.
We need some blink, blink. Sounds whenever you blink. But actually, this episode is sponsored by someone because we received actual cash sponsorship from couple.
That's as good people. As money.
Well, actually, we got something almost a little bit better. One of these I see in here in big letters, retarded guy, but I don't think that's who sponsored this. This episode is sponsored in part by the Laughing Mongoose podcast. It's at tlmcast.blogspot.com. That's the Laughing Mongoose podcast. It's another clean comedy podcast. We don't own the trademark on that, so don't go suing them for us thinking you're helping them out. But they do need some support. They need some customer support, some listener support. Some of their listeners need support, you know, so go check them out. And we really appreciate that that donation came from Noah, Mr. B., who is the host of The Laughing Mongoose. I guess he's the mongoose that laughs.
Noah?
The podcast.
He's the mongoose.
The mongoose that
kills
named
snakes and laughs.
Noah.
Mongoose don't care. Mongoose just takes what it wants. So thank you very much for that. Everyone check out his site over at tlmcast.blogspot.com. The Laughing Mongoose.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. And Aaron J.,
Erin J is awesome.
Orange.
I am her biggest fan.
Orange.
Well, today.
We talk about receiving donations in the form of chocolate wrapped in dollar bills.
Chocolate.
$100 bills.
Yeah. Well, Erin sent us chocolate.
Can I just read the tweet that I tweeted her?
Yeah.
I will find it while you're talking.
Okay.
I will.
Erin sent us chocolate wrapped in dollar bills. Like, she had several very crisp dollar bills. Ooh. Wrapped around all of these chocolates. And for the ramen noodle, she sent us Mars bars, which I think really are almost just like Milky Way bars.
Okay, I've got it.
No.
I said, Dear Aaron J. Cruz, I like you. You sent me chocolate. And not just any chocolate, chocolate in the shape of my favorite Disney princess. You rock.
Chocolate.
Yes, she sent us Ariel. It's gone. It's in my belly. It's gone. I ate it all.
Yeah. So, it was in 9 months, in we're going to have a chocolate baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
I don't even know what to
it
do
It was in
right
the shape
now.
Of Ariel, the little mermaid.
Whoa. Guys, this is, and it's even cooler than I thought, because Mars bars are something that I remember growing up But when I looked at it, when you showed me, I was like, is it a special version? Why is the wrapper so dark? And according to Wikipedia, we must have, and I saw this kind of on the wrapper, it's like a Canadian version. The US version was a lighter colored wrapper and was discontinued in 2002, which I didn't even realize.
Isn't that just like Milky Ways, though?
It was replaced with the slightly different Snickers almond, according to Wikipedia. Oh.
See, I thought it was a lot like Milky Way.
Well, I'll have a picture of what this looked like in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/137. But you can see I'm showing you guys right now. Look at the screen. Hello, co-host. Wake up.
Oh. I've seen that. It's awesome. The box contains the chocolate that is now eaten.
So Jenny, you ate a princess?
Ate
is that?
I ate a princess, a chocolate princess. And, I'm not ashamed.
And she wove the she wove the dollar bills through three Mars bars. Yeah. So she sent each of us
Aaron J, you're a awesome. Little
piece of Mars. So thank you so much for your support.
That's how you wrap a present properly. Is a proper wrapping for presents.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Chocolate is the best gift you can give anybody. I've always said that.
Speaking of gifts, it was my birthday recently. Everybody send me gifts.
Happy birthday!
PO Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
Wow.
Well, it was my birthday recently. And my birthday had already passed. Jenny and I had a little celebration. She made cake. It wasn't a lie. And we had a nice little quiet birthday party.
Yeah, because I was sick. And I was all like, Daniel, I'm so sorry. I'm sick. I would have planned something for you on your birthday if I weren't so sick. And I was really no joke. I was sick.
Well, so later, we typically go grocery shopping on a Saturday. And we'd planned our grocery shopping, and Jenny had said something about, can we go early? I really don't want to be out very late today. And I'm thinking, okay, that means not 7 or 8 o'clock. That's fine. We're going to go out earlier anyway. We'll be back at about probably 6 o'clock or so.
And well, we didn't actually, say that. Is that what you thought I meant?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought, oh, no problem. She just wants to get home in time to, I don't know, play Minecraft or something or just, hang out.
You know, that's something I do sometimes. Well,
as we left the house, she said she forgot her wedding ring, so she had to go back in and grab that.
Should I be kind of giving the real facts as they come? Or should I?
Give those after.
Okay, I will.
I explain.
Okay.
So we went shopping. Her sister then texts both of us and says, hey, I have something really important to share with you.
Do you have the actual text?
And
you should pull that up.
And she wanted us to be there at a specific time. And she said the time, they were very limited on time.
Yeah, she said she had only a small window of time today. She had some exciting news, and she could only tell us on Skype between four. It wasn't like that. She said, I only have a small window of time, that being between 4:30 and 5.
So Jenny is now all saying, I really want to be there for it. And I'm thinking in my mind, I know what this is. This is so obvious. They're pregnant. And I even told Jenny that early on. But then at some point, I figured out why her sister wanted us to be on Skype with them. Because I thought, oh, this is going to be really cute. They're going to have Jenny's little niece then say something like, there's a baby in my mommy's tummy or something real cute like that. I had this all perfectly figured out. I didn't want to tell Jenny this because I didn't want to spoil the surprise for her.
Yeah.
But at one point she just said something like, well, just tell me what you think is going to happen. And so I told her and I said, if that happens, just act surprised. Okay. Just because that's probably what they're going to do. Act surprised anyway. And we complete our shopping. We have to adjust things a little bit. And I started being a little bit of a jerk because I kept saying, well, you can Skype her from my phone. We gotta do these grocery shopping.
Being a jerk. Totally. I was like, if I could get him to this party.
This is like the slightly different version from what we heard at the party.
Well, so you mentioned party. That's because when we got back home, I walk in the door, start going up the stairs, and everyone jumps out of nowhere and says, surprise.
It was out of nowhere. We were actually in a different dimension, and we jumped out of nowhere.
That's very cool. I got to learn that trick. And so my first word was actually awkward. Because I was totally caught off guard because of Jenny kept this such a great secret. It was a surprise birthday party. Now that you know that, Jenny, give us some of the behind the scenes details.
Okay. So we got home from Vegas and it was Daniel's birthday soon after that. And I was sick. I was really sick. So I was like, crap. I'm not even thinking about anything. I'm not even thinking about my husband's birthday. So Jeremy texts and he says, we should throw Daniel a surprise birthday party. So I was like, you know, that's a fantastic idea. And being sick kind of pushed it back a little bit. So fast forward to the day of the party, I actually went inside to get my ring because I had planted it on the counter inside so I could go back in and lock the puppy up because, you know, I wouldn't want her pee-peeing all over the floor when Jeremy, whom she loves, comes to unlock the door. And it was good that I did that because people were already here when Jeremy arrived. So that was good. And I had already told... I needed a really good reason to be home by 4:30. So I texted my sister and I said, I really need you to help me. And I told her everything to say. So it was all like scripted and she did a great job. Unfortunately, she started texting other things before she texted that. And I was like, this isn't very cheerful. Like it was news about my grandma. Unfortunately, my grandma and broke her arm. Ooh. And I was like, where is this going? This is supposed to be an exciting surprise that we're going to Skype about later. But anyway.
Well, so tying those two things together, when we received the text later, at first I thought, oh no, someone died.
From a thinking, broken arm. Crap, Aaron, way to ruin it. So anyway, okay, we got there.
So received the text message and I was thinking, oh, she's definitely pregnant.
Oh yeah. And Daniel was like, I've got this figured out. I know what's going to happen. I was like, oh no, he just figured it out. He figured it out that I want to get home and I want to get him to the party and it's a surprise party. Like I thought, oh dear, he just figured it out. And then he proceeded to, like, I was like, no, no, tell me. And he was like, no, I don't want to ruin this prize. I was like, but you should tell me. And he told me, and I was like, phew, because he thought it was, you know, the whole niece thing.
And I thought I was so clever having figured it out what this surprise was going to be.
I was like, good. He's still quite ignorant. That's great. So we get to the party. Daniel's surprised. Doesn't even jump, for crying out loud. I mean, they all yelled. Can't get him to jump. They all yelled. Yeah.
It was a good thing that they weren't within lethal range.
Lethal. Nice. Yeah, and I'm in the house with everybody going, don't touch anything. Daniel probably already knows. He's going to know. If you touch the thermostat, he's going to know because he can get it on his iPhone. And if you do anything, he probably
like, don't
already
touch the lines,
has figured it out. But yeah, we had to do lots of things like make sure he couldn't see anybody's location on location sharing services and whatever else. It was scary. He's a very connected
And we decided to stop by our PO box before we came home, and so in order to avert Daniel's attention from all the cars parked on the street, I was like, oh, look at this mail. I was talking about the mail and stuff.
Well, I think we did actually receive one of these packages from our listeners on that day.
And I was like, can I open it? Because it was something that had nothing to do with me. But I was like, can I open it now? Just to get Daniel's attention off the cars.
When we pulled onto our street, though, I did see a bunch of cars down the street. And I thought, oh, hey, look, one of the neighbors is having a party.
It was like a week after your birthday.
It was a week.
A week or so. And I completely didn't expect it. There was something else too that we saw. One of the people at Walmart while we were out running our errands. It was in the parking lot.
So much lying to
do. She was coming out of Walmart and we were going in, and I saw her and I just said, "Hey," and she said, "Hi," and we just kept walking. And I just thought, that's cool. And Jenny, though, started to worry about, well, this is all fake, of course, but she started to worry. She was like, does she not like me? Do you think she's mad at me for something? Because she didn't talk. And I said, no, I thought that went really well. She was on her way out. We were on our way in. That went really well. We both realized that each other were
saying
probably...
saying hello went really well.
You know, no one asked how I am or anything. Which I hate being asked if you don't care, which most people don't. But
yeah,
So I'm explaining this. I'm rationalizing.
Yeah,
I was
totally covering up that this person didn't actually linger to take, you know, to have a conversation.
Yeah, and I just said, we're both busy, and she knows that. We know that. Oh, it was fine. Not mad at you.
I had people bring gifts that would help Daniel realize that he's not old. He's still young. You should tell them kind of what you got.
One of them was a bag of ring pops, which I haven't had in, I think, 20 years, which makes me feel old.
Not old. He keeps saying that.
And someone gave me a rubber band ball.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Because rubber band ball.
Nobody's ever given me a rubber band ball.
Rubber band ball.
And also, a friend of ours gave me several different kinds of soda, vanilla soda.
Cream soda.
Which I love vanilla cream soda.
Soda. Yeah. Vanilla soda. Vanilla cream soda.
And it's good. I've been enjoying it. It's tasty. What else happened with the event? Well, like, I felt... totally surprised. And then I felt, put your fingers together as if you're squeezing a flea. That's about how big that I felt. Because I put up this
fuss. It was so hard to get him home. You don't know how many times he said, you can Skype her on my phone. Come on, just Skype her on the phone. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to be home for this. And he would say, why? Because I don't want to be out late. Like, I had no logical reason to give him. Like,
what if I need to be sitting down when I get this news and I don't want to be sitting on some dirty public seat of some kind?
It was so hard.
Yeah, but props to Jenny for such patience for me.
You made me work so hard.
But I was totally
surprised.
What did
I say when I came through the door, Jeremy?
I don't remember.
I was like... You wouldn't believe what I had to say to get him here.
Yeah, that was great fun. Something else that we did. Was there anything else to add to that story? I don't remember anything.
Nope, I think that's it.
I mean, we had a lot of fun. Played Quelf. Hey, if you want to go crazy or seem like you're going crazy, get the game Quelf. If you can spell it, then you deserve to play it. It's a lot of fun, but really... really crazy. Like, I had to hold some guy's hands for a while. I had to make flushing toilet noises quite
Everybody
frequently.
Everybody had to hold hands. It was really awkward.
Yeah. Quelf is so much fun.
They should be a sponsor of this podcast.
I know.
Okay, don't buy Quelf yet. Don't buy it yet. I'm going to see if I can pull
Are we holding our listeners' Quelf purchases ransom for a sponsorship deal? Yes.
I'm getting comments in the chat room that are saying, you're hired to organize every party ever.
Every party ever.
So that was a lot of work. I'm not sure I'm cut out for that business.
Well, one other thing that happened recently, Jenny and I finally got to go see The Hobbit.
Hobbit?
We wanted to do this as something kind of date night activity. So we went to see The Hobbit. And while watching it, there's this creature in there, Gollum. And seriously, the first time we saw Gollum on the screen, I thought, hey, he sounds just like Jeremy.
I can't do it on command. It just
Gollum. Gollum. What have you got in your pockets, hobbits?
Don't spoil anything.
Anyway, great. So now we've got some stuff from our listeners. Wow, that took a long time to tell that story.
Yeah, it is a great story.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun too. The only other time I've been surprised on my birthday, I think I told the story once before on the podcast, but I ended up wearing dinosaur printed pajamas that were too small for me.
Is that what that story was about?
Yeah.
Because I had Daniel sit down and tell stories after we ate at the party.
So I just rehashed, you know, ramen noodle episodes.
I was wondering.
Pull out my iPhone, press play on the ramen noodle.
You'll have to tell me the story again because I didn't hear it, which means you'll have to tell me for the first time, which means not again.
Well, speaking of not again, let's hear from our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
So we got a few things in from our listeners, and one of those is from our sponsor. Actually, one of these is from our sponsor for this episode, Noah, Mr. B from the Laughing Mongoose podcast.
Noah.
TLMcast.blogspot.com. Well, he sent a paper letter.
Paper.
Along,
I'm the soundtrack for this section.
Along with this message. And here's his funny story that he told in this letter.
Oh, boy.
There is this guy who has his own TV show here. By the way, here is Hawaii. So
Hawaii.
Yeah, but it's not just a TV show. The collection of this moron's crap includes a merchandise store.
Heck? No.
Hawaiians are the nicest people. I tell you.
Hawaiian hospitality. That's why that's never said.
A merchandise store, a giant mansion, and who knows what else. Now, this guy is a total narcissist. He has his face and his face alone plastered on everything. No joke. The TV show posters, his face. The merchandise storefront, his face. His house gate, his big face. He lives in this giant mansion, and I am not kidding. The first thing you see is his face plastered on the stupid gate. So my uncle was visiting us, and he saw the merchandise store, which, by the way, we have never seen anybody go inside of. His uncle asked us what it was all about, and we told him everything. Apparently, he agreed with us that this guy is a complete jerk on this guy's completely jerkiness.
Okay.
Then he said, his face is everywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if I found it floating in the toilet.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand what's happening.
Well, what my uncle said came true. That very night, thanks to me. Okay, that's a terrible way to lead that story up. While he was out of the house, I quickly printed out a picture of the narcissist guy. I cut the picture out and carried it to the bathroom. That's when the hard part came. I carefully laid the picture into the water of the toilet, leaving it to float there. My uncle soon got home and, luckily for me, stepped into the bathroom. He opened the toilet seat. At least I think that's what happened. Note, I was not actually in the bathroom.
Okay.
Good. And emitted a shriek and then laughter. He opened the door and walked out of the bathroom. I hope he zipped up first. Laughing his head off and went to use the other bathroom.
Daniel, didn't I leave something in the toilet for you one time?
What just happened?
I mean, a note. I left you a note written on toilet paper floating in the bathroom. In the toilet.
Yes, I do remember that. I didn't quite shriek, but I did laugh.
Yeah.
So thank you, Noah, Mr. Byzantine, for that message and your sponsorship.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay, Jeremy. I meant note, not poop.
Okay.
What else did you mean?
What? No.
It was a picture.
Oh.
A picture of the dinner she was going to make for me that night.
You guys just ran with that the wrong way.
Absolutely. Oh, if there's a direction wrong that can be run with something, we will
run. No, that's
not true. I'm Jeremy has lost his ability to speak.
That's all.
Okay. Remember last episode, episode 136, we got an iTunes review from Clarson, and also he also sent us a couple pictures, the really freaky looking blue haired lady that works at his office and just stands there, and then also some bag of something.
The Cookie Monster hair lady?
I didn't say some hag.
Okay.
But yeah, just some mystery bag where he works. Well, Clarkson. Whoops, I just spit on my computer.
Clarkson.
You need a better name that doesn't require so much spit.
You need a better name.
Clarkson sent us an email that
Lewis.
The response to. He said, response to your feedback on my feedback. He said, hello, everyone. After your last episode, that's episode 136. You can get it at cleancomedypodcast.com/136. After your last episode, I just have to say that it pretty much made my day how much airtime and discussion ensued because of my iTunes review. Ha ha! That's probably not the way he intended that to sound.
Ha ha!
Whoa. I have escaped. Ha ha! Whatever. He continues. And yes, I am not much younger than you. 24. But I can be 88 years old if you want me to be. Well, we want you to be. Anyway.
Do it.
In case you all are still curious about what was in the bag.
What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
CleanComedyPodcast.com/136 to see the picture of the bag. He did say, I did peek. Sorry to say that none of you guessed it. Neither did I, for that matter. It was too simple. A small, fluffy black dog. Ha ha!
No. I take it these are in all caps.
Actually, that ha ha wasn't in there.
Oh.
I ad libbed.
Yeah, you and your libs.
I guess we just needed to think like a 5-year old. Actually, I would say in this podcast, occasionally we need to not think like a 5-year old.
Yeah. It's a little...
5-year-olds say funny things.
It's funny to deviate from the norm, so sometimes we don't think like 5-year-olds.
Deviate from the norm would be a cool name for a band.
Deviate from the norm. Hello, we're Deviate. From the norm.
From the norm. From the norm. It's up in the north.
That reminds me... Hey, another Adventures in Odyssey reference. That reminds me of an Adventures in Odyssey episode where... I think it was Dylan got to be mayor for a day in his dream. And one of the newspaper reporters...
Sounds like you.
One of the newspaper reporters was burnt from the sun. And his response was, really? Are you peeling? Snap. And that guy went, nyah, nyah, nyah.
Wow.
I fell asleep listening to Adventures in Odyssey. So I still have many of them implanted on my brain.
Nyah, nyah, nyah. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha!
Maybe that's what I should do whenever someone says, or ha-ha, or LOL in their email, is I should go, nyah, nyah, nyah.
Oh, please don't.
You sound like one of those stooges.
Stooges.
So,
you're such a stooge.
Thank you, Clarkson, for sending us that message.
Clarkson.
Clarkson.
If anyone else would like to leave a review for us in iTunes, we would love it, and especially love mispronouncing your name. You can leave reviews in iTunes by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes, and that takes you straight to iTunes. And we also got a review recently from Mr. Byzantine.
Byzantine.
And from Love, Cheese, and Ponies. No, I'm sorry. I seriously did misread that. That's not just how I wanted to misread it. It's love chess and ponies.
That's a big difference.
I love cheese-covered ponies. They taste wonderful. Daddy, I want a cheese-covered pony.
Why can't I have a cheese-covered pony?
Or I'd love to have a pony and some cheese. I'd love to ride my pony and
while
eat
eating
my
cheese.
That's what you do when you ride ponies.
This message just demands, this review demands to be read out loud. It says, huge fan of the ramen noodle, and I love it when Daniel reads all caps! I can't explain why I love it, but I do. I love it with my cheese-covered ponies. Actually, I shouldn't be giving her an accent, him, her, an accent, because they're from the United States.
Oh, gosh.
And also, we got a review from Kimmy Bear 5.
Kimmy Bear.
Maybe they're from, like, the early United States when people in America, people in UK didn't speak that sounded, differently.
Yeah.
Or
from each other.
There was this video I watched just the other night. I told Jenny about this. This guy teaches photography stuff, reviews photography equipment, and he was talking about this particular lens. And I watched the video, and I thought he was putting on a fake accent. Because here's a guy that looks Chinese. He sounds British, but not just sounds British. He sounds like an American pretending to be British.
That's nice. That's nice. And you sound like an American pretending to be human.
Well,
all Americans humans?
I pretend to be that.
No,
often.
I don't believe they are.
Jeremy, what are you?
So thank you for those iTunes reviews. Please leave more reviews, or if you've already left a review for us on iTunes, go back to iTunes and mark the other positive reviews as helpful. And we would like that a lot. That really makes us feel good. And you can review us and stuff. And we also got one more voicemail. Speaking of British sounding people and people trying to sound fake British and all of that. Well, we got a voicemail from someone who actually does a really good job with the British accent. Here it is.
Hi, this is actual British Ellie, also known as Ellie Active, sometimes, occasionally, in the chat room. So apparently,
that's how they say refer to the chat room in Britain.
I love
the chat room.
Sometimes, occasionally. Sometimes, occasionally.
I'm a terrible person because I missed the ramen noodles birthday. So to make up for it, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daniel, like, yeah, the ramen noodle, which is you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Have fun with that.
You know, that is the first time ever I think I have been sung happy birthday to by a British person.
And your daughter.
In-law. No.
Okay, I gotta...
Wow, the monkey has entered the room.
I better be going. A monkey hanging on Daniel's microphone, which, oddly enough, I hadn't really given that much thought until now. Started screaming. Or something.
That's great.
Courtesy of Woot.
Wow.
Anyway. So thank you, Ellie. You made a monkey scream.
Oh my god!
Just in case it didn't make it into the microphone, here I'll play it louder. And this is copyright woot.com, which you can shop at cleancomedypodcast.com/woot. It's a woot screaming monkey. And not only is it a screaming monkey, part of the reason that it makes that sound is because it's a flying screaming monkey.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, Daniel just shot the flying screaming monkey at Jeremy's head. That is what just happened. And Jeremy jumped, and now Lucy is trying to eat the scary monkey. Get away from it! Shoo! Shoo! Can you rescue the monkey, Jeremy, that just rolled at your face?
So, yeah. Anyway, listeners, thank you so much for your stuff.
How does this thing work?
You flying.
No. Lucy's going to eat it.
Oh my gosh, his arm tendons pull out of
you. Don't yours?
Arm tendons.
So, boy, who let the monkeys out?
Wow.
Listeners, we'd love your funny stories, funny things that you want to send us. You can email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab or link to send a message right from your computer. And eventually you'll be able to do that from your iPhone or iPad or some kind of mobile device as well. And you can mail us stuff like chocolate wrapped in
dark chocolate
$100 bills chocolate. Or like chocolate. $10 bills or something by mailing. Package, post, whatever. Don't expect Saturday delivery anymore. To P.O. Box, to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. I believe that's on the website now, too. So you can get all of that way to contact us. All that way to contact us. Bang, bang, bang. By going to the website. By going to the website at cleancomedypodcast.com.
And you can even tweet us, and we'll give our Twitter names later.
Yeah.
Because Ian tweeted me a picture, a drawing of the timeline explaining how Ellie is my wife from the future.
It's wibbly womly timey wimey kind of thing.
So we're going to put that in the show notes too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have that at cleancomedypodcast.com/fiction 137.
It's fiction.
It's fiction.
Says who?
Says me.
Says a non-time travel.
Says the woman who bore a child not yet.
I thought you were going to say, says the woman who bore you as a child. That's a long way to go around saying your mom. Maybe that's how the British do it, since they're all proper.
Like, oh, gosh.
Since the woman...
Let's not pursue this any further. Oh, my gosh.
And you can get these links and pictures and stuff that we'll put in the show notes. I'll have pictures of the monkey. I'll have pictures of the presentation I gave. I didn't speak. Well, I did speak. I said thank you at the end. And we'll have some of this other stuff, the pictures of the chocolate and stuff, in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/137. That's for 137, in case you didn't know. And
wow.
I think that probably next time is when we're going to do our Childish Stories episode.
Childish what? Stories?
I thought that was every week.
Our stories of childhood things that have stuck on longer than they should, or when as an adult you act like a child, or as a child you act below your age, even below your age. Or
I was going to say, what's the difference?
Yeah, well, normal. That's the difference. So okay. You're still welcome to send those stories or anything else funny. Again, that feedback information is email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, call 903-231-2221, or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message link to record a message right from your computer and soon your mobile Apple device as well. Jeremy, did you want to threaten someone?
No.
Okay. Jeremy's shaking his hand at people.
Aaron J. in the chat room quoted you saying even below your age, and it made me laugh, and then I hit my mic, and I just fail at podcasting.
And I said tutu.
I missed tutu?
You missed tutu.
Oh, no,
tutu.
Cat's out of the bag. Whoops.
Tutu.
I always type tutu in the chat room when he gives the phone number because it has tutu in it.
Tutu.
And are we expecting someone?
It's another party! It's Bryce!
I need to put that sign on the door that says, we're podcasting, we're recording, go away.
Should I go check it?
Not yet.
Let them wait out there in the cold.
Lucy's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll answer it. The Darking Bog and dog in the background.
Darking Bog.
I'll translate what the dog in the background is saying.
What is happening to this?
Thank you
night?
So much for listening. We appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing more from your fish. No, well, no, wait. I think I got the wrong dialect. I think she said something else. Enough, dog. You know, there was something else I was going to say. Chat room. That's what the dog is doing. The dog is reading off the names in the chat room. We've got in there Ellie Active, Aaron J, Roses Dancing for Christ, Mr. Byzantine, Dachshund, Harasni, Mary, Guest One, Larson, and a couple of anonymouses in there as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Our dog is just so excited about all of you people joining us in the chat room.
And it might be Ellie Active at our door coming to visit her husband.
You can join us for the podcast when we record it live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In Standard Time, that's GMT minus 5, which we're in right now, over at noodle.mx/live. So until next time, Jeremy, anything else you want to say?
Hello, sweetie.
Wow.
Sweetie or sweet tea? Mm-hmm.
Jenny, anything else to add?
Some people will get why I said that. More than others.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay. Well, remember, next time life treats you like an amateur, keep... Oh, you know what? Yeah, we do have something to say.
What's happening?
I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter.
Oh yeah. I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
I didn't say my Twitter name yet.
I don't care. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me on twitter.com. Jenny's notebook.
So next time life treats you like an amateur, like this podcast, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And blah, 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 blah. Thanks for listening. Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Check out our Once Upon a Time podcast, our award-winning how-to podcast about podcasting and using Audacity. Learn how to be productive in your personal and professional life and get a Christian worldview on movies and politics and more to come at noodle.mx.